Let's do it this way.
No, let him read the numbers point by point.
On page 70 of your packet, the ordinance title would then read, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-23-2398, an ordinance adopting the 2020 annual budgets for the capital outlay fund to move $10,800 of contingency appropriations to police software and create a grant resource for $16,130 to upgrade the 911 emergency system. There would be no need for any other changes in the ordinance.
All right, the motion has been made and seconded. Alderman Dandria.
In the background, second line, you've got federal grant, you transpose numbers, 16,310. Is that supposed to read 16,130? It's on page 69.
I know, I'm going back to my notes from the police chief.
Oh, okay.
The information that I received from the police chief is that the grant is for $16,130. I inflated the number slightly so that if there were a change, we would have sufficient resource to work with.
Oh, okay.
What was the motion for?
Well, the motion. Alderwoman Wilhelm was correct that the motion adopted the ordinance to move $26,900.
So that has to change.
So that would have to change.
Who's the maker of the motion?
That would be Alderman Barber, seconded by Alderman Nelson.
Alderman Barber, your motion needs to change to $10,800.
As amended.
Second.
Okay, so we now have a corrected motion. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. You'll be able to text shortly. Okay, move on to G9, which is an ordinance to amend our budget to move contingency appropriations for the municipal building inspections project. Mr. Rotzenberg.
This was ordinance was created at the direction of the Common Council from a January 21st, 2020 council action. There's no reason to make any changes to this particular recommendation.
That seems like a lifetime ago. What?
So moved.
Second.
With your microphone turned off. Alderwoman Hanneman seconded. We need a roll call on that, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. G10 on page 77 is to adjust the budget to move $30,000 for contingency appropriations for the 68th Street vertical alignment improvements and $7,000 for the Rawson Avenue streetlight project.
Mr. Mayor.
No.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, I was informed earlier today by the city engineer that this particular budget amendment is no longer needed, and staff would recommend we take no action on this item.
Moving on to item G11 on page 81. Allows us to review options to improve Rawson Avenue Street Gateway to Franklin. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I'm going to move the option. My request after you is that for options that could create improvements to doing review of capital ordinances, easements purchases, or any other options staff and the Bill Council believe are appropriate.
Yeah, we don't get this one, but we don't get that one. So now I have to bring it back.
Back no later than October 6th.
And you're referring this to?
Well, it would be staff. whoever would be appropriate to look at easements and applicable ordinances. So I would think that Callie and the planning department and also the legal counsel, which would be in the city attorney's office.
All right, let's do it, planning and economic development first. Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Just to put the cliff notes to this, Alderman Wilhelm, correct me if I'm wrong, the Alderwoman is looking to get rid of the billboards and, well, he's nodding his head, so he's had the conversation. Okay. Item G12 on page 83, ordinance to amend the budget. Board donations fund to provide $15,000 capital appropriations for the police equipment.
So moved.
Second.
Mike, what do you got going on your computer?
It's getting yelled at.
Is Nancy yelling at you, Mike?
What?
Is your wife yelling at you?
No. This is background noise. I'll turn off my mic.
Wait a second. The chief is getting a donation for from his church for about $15,000 worth of capital improvements for next year. So is there a motion to accept the donation and amend the budget?
The donation will be brought forward to the next Common Council meeting. This is just creating the appropriation to be able to spend it when the council accepts it.
Excellent.
So moved. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Hanneman made it. Mm-hmm. Dandria seconded it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
It's a budget amendment, Mr. Mayor, so it requires.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Thanks. Okay. G18, report on expenditures for COVID-19, Mr. Ratzenberg.
So, Mr. Mayor, the city continues to spend some expenditures against the COVID activity. Activity has declined. The spending has declined considerably from where it was in the April, May, and June timeframe. Through the end of the middle of August, the general fund and other funds have spent about $92,000 that has not been covered by various grants coming through the state. If someone should have some questions, be happy to answer those.
Questions? Okay, seeing none. G14, page 80, thank you, Paul. Page 87, reschedule the Common Council meeting from Election Day, November 3rd, to the day before, November 2nd.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Do we want to be nice to Alderman Barber and give him the motion, Alderman Dandria? Okay. Motion carries.
Fine.
Motion carries.
I don't.
Let's pass on G15 for the moment. Move on to H1, miscellaneous licenses, Alderman Nelson.
You've written down, I mean,
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Yeah, there's quite a motion.
I can read it if you want, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. First one regarding Swiss Street. We recommend approval contingent upon restriction of 50 or less people, ambient music only, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., Sunday from 1 to 5, and contingent upon addressing concerns from departments in writing to the city clerk's office. Want to go individually, or how do you want to do this, Madam Clerk? I can just go down the whole list if like normal.
I got a question on that one.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not an uh-oh. How are we going to determine whether they got 50 or less?
Usually,
never have more than 50.
I guess we're looking at, that's right now, inside is tavern, I believe that's the maximum amount anyway.
I mean, it kind of applies to all, it does apply to all of these, I guess.
Well, they've agreed to it, and apparently if we wish to audit them, they could be audited by the health department, since we had another business that had a complaint, if there's a complaint as such, but that was it.
Okay.
May.
Alderwoman Hammond.
If I may also make a comment in our discussion about these particular applications, in conjunction with the health director, Courtney Day, the notion is that it would actually be safer to allow them some more outside space with fresh air moving around rather than having all of their patrons in the bar that weekend. So that was kind of the notion we operated under. Within the guidelines that Courtney had submitted to us back on August 7th.
Okay, moving forward, Landmark approve, again, a reminder with no food and no music. Mulligan's was approved. Going up front is Layman's approved, Rodriguez approved, Hassenstein approved with a letter, Evans approved. Borger, deny, no show three times. The others are approved.
Alderman Dandre. Hold on, Kristen.
Mulligan's, is there going to be a limit on capacity?
Mulligan's at this point is now only going to do their car show during the day, and they don't feel there will be that many people there at one time, and people will be generally circulating rather than congregating. They are not going to now do their halfway to St. Patty's Day party in the evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Just want to clarify, the Landmark was not that. That's also subject to the 50 or less people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ambient music only.
The part that I'll read in here was part of this, because they have their own hours as listed. Recommend approval upon restriction of 50 people or less, ambient music only. And then I'll flip down here to the hours. September 5th and 6th, noon to 10 p.m. And also contingent upon addressing concerns from departments in writing to the city clerk's office.
Because I heard, first of all, no music, no food. So why would they even want an event?
It should be clarified, no live music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm
only
sorry.
Thank
music?
You.
Hmm? Only dead music?
Dead ambient.
I don't know.
Did the clerk address my question? No further questions.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That was an aye, not an opposed. Okay.
I didn't get who seconded that. I'm sorry.
Alderman Hammond.
Good job, Shane.
Happy to.
Okay. There is a revised vouchers and payroll at your desk. Item I-1, is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of August 1st in the amount of $3,312,212.82 and payroll dated July 31st in the amount of $450,597.82 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $441,089.81 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll for August 1st estimated at $395,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $217,000 plus city matching payments, and approval to release tax transfers to American Deposit Management in the amount of $9 million. Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question? Okay. The numbers you were reading wasn't anything that matched this, the revised.
You have August 4th. That was from...
That's yours.
Oh.
I'm just doing what I'm told.
Here's the revised one.
There's a revised?
That would be so just Mr. So every, Robson.
Just so you all can see this. See that? And the clerk grabbed this book out of my hands the other day and said, Mr. May, I got to put this in your book. So here it is, right? So I'm just doing
what
I'm told.
Thank you, Paul.
So, okay, so the last amount isn't $9 million, round numbers. It's $9,552,102.
Nothing you read was right.
Yeah, nothing was right.
Mm-mm. So let's back up and try this again. You know, I'm a trained broadcaster, so, you know, this is good. So, we're going to get Mortimer Snerd in here to do this.
It starts out with City Vultures, Mr. Mr.
So,
Mayor.
We're going to back up and start this again. So, is there a motion to approve the following? City vouchers with an ending date of August 13th, 2020, in the amount of $1,921,543.87. And payroll, which will have the date of August 14th, 2020, in the amount of $410,466.60. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $242,873.80, plus, of course, city matching payments, and estimated payroll, also dated August 28, 2020, guesstimated by our fabulous finance department at $400,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions, they will also estimate at $550,000, plus city matching payments. That would be for various payroll deductions. Property tax disbursements with an ending date of August 13th, 2020, in the amount of probably $9 million. Approval of release payments to the miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $51,806.27. Approval of release property tax, release tax transfers from American Deposit Management in the amount of $3,200,000. And approval to release tax settlements in the amount of $9,552,102.39.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Now that we did that twice, motion carried. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. With that, we move back to item G15. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub C? I'm sorry, E. For I'm getting a little fog on my glasses. That's what it is here. For market competition bargaining reasons, deliberate and consider terms relating to tax incremental district number 8 development agreement between the City of Franklin, JHB Properties LLC, and ZS Enterprises LLC Industrial Spec Buildings Mixed Use Development, and a development agreement for JHB Properties LLC and ZS Enterprises LLC Industrial Spec Building Mixed Use Development, public improvements and investing public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to affect such development, including the terms and provisions of the development agreements for the development of the property located at the south side of West Elm Road, approximately 3,500 block area where West Elm Road to be extended to the west, area consisting of approximately 79.79 acres, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Okay, we are in closed session. Mike and Kristen, I'm going to hang up on you guys. Call us back. Okay?
Okay.
Jim, are you putting us back on YouTube? Yeah. Okay, I'll wait until you let me know you're ready. Yeah, but it's recording us. It's just not streaming it.
No, it has been recording during closed.
Right. But right now, once you push record, it's buffering it.
Right.
So we can go ahead and do this. There is no action taken on the item we discussed in closed session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
So moved.
Give it to them both.
We got three more so moved. So We'll just take one of those so moves and turn it.
I'm just going to give it to those two.
Yeah, okay. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.